Anyways, the Taliban recently took over Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Again. For the second time,
which is cool, which is a good thing.
Tell us why it's a good thing.
Well, before I get into that, just like you to kind of understand who the Taliban are.
By the way, Pastor Mejia does not agree with with the statements made in this podcast.
Disclaimer.
So I'm right? not saying the Taliban are like a actually, I'll get into that later. But yeah, so the Taliban, like, they started around the 90s, or they really rose to prominence in the 90s, right after the Soviet Union pulled out of Afghanistan. So mm-hmm. they invaded Afghanistan, and it went horribly, and it failed, and they pulled out. And from that, like, wreckage from the war, a lot of, like, local warlords or regional warlords rose up in Afghanistan.
Pedos.
Basically, yeah. And a lot of them practiced this practice called Baka Bazi, which is, I think it means, like, boy like pleasure or something like that. Boy something, or boy servants, I think, something like that. And it was just basically this practice where they would just sodomize.
It's just pedophilia.
Pedophilia, where yeah. it's just widespread, and these warlords would do it, and it was accepted among, like, those warlord communities.
Yeah.
So the Taliban, they grew in as a reaction to this, as like a violent reaction. And it was started by this guy called Mullah Omar. He died like maybe 6 years ago, but he started basically waging war against these warlords, these local and regional warlords.
Why? Is it because of the power that they had? They were trying to usurp their authority? Or is it because they were just not in agreement with...
I think it was very much a moral
issue.
Moral issue. So the Taliban started as like ascetics, I think is a word, where they're like very spiritual and like... almost like not monks, but like they were like kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were ascetics, and they like followed like the rule of the law and the law, like the word of the law, the letter of the law. So it was just kind of like a moral crusade against these people. And that's where like the practice of hanging people from cranes started in like the Middle East, was Mullah Omar hanging these sodomite warlords and these kidnappers and stuff like that from cranes. And eventually it got to the point where they became so powerful that they became the government of Afghanistan mm-hmm. in 2001. By 2001, they were in control of Afghanistan. It was like an Islamic emirate and all that stuff. But what also happened in 2001 was 9/11. And 9/11 supposedly was orchestrated by Osama bin Laden or whatever. And supposedly Osama bin Laden went to Afghanistan to hide amongst the Taliban. And that was the official reason we went to Afghanistan, was mm-hmm. to find Osama bin Laden, who allegedly was hiding among
the Taliban,
which eventually wasn't true. He was mm-hmm. hiding in our ally in Pakistan, not at all in Afghanistan, wasn't even hidden among Taliban fighters or anything. So,
right.
And that was in 2011. I think like it was Obama or yep. whatever that announced it.